This is Jeffrey Hoppe, channeler for the Tobias Materials. You're listening to a live Tobias channel presented at the Crimson Circle Gathering in Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado. In order to fully enjoy the love and the energy of this channel, I suggest you find a quiet and relaxing place where you don't have interruptions or distractions. And it's best not to listen to this recording while driving in a vehicle. Then give your intent to receive all of the gifts and all of the energy that are available through Spirit, Tobias, and the Crimson Council. I hope you enjoy this recording. Many blessings to you, and thank you for the light work that you do. And so it is, dear friends, that we come back into your circle. We come back into the energy from the evening before. Now, for all of those who are joining in, let it be known that we come back together on this day with a small group of humans. The day after our large meeting of the Crimson Circle and the Crimson Council, during what was your Christmas celebration, during the time that we spoke of the four marbles of the new element that was coming in. We gather here on this following day at your request to discuss your questions, to put our energy behind these. But from the time that we left you last night until we gather here again today, the link of energy has been maintained. The circle has not been broken, so we continue with ease here on this day. Now, as always, we will allocate sufficient time, as you know it, for answering your questions. But here now, there are several things we would like to address with this group. And for those who are gathered here in this immediate circle today, for those, that small group of humans, we ask each of you to simply open your hearts to add to the energy of this circle, for during the next few minutes we will continue to adjust the energies for the most efficient flow of information. Here, there is much that each of you bring here today to help intensify and amplify this energy. So now, we address several topics here before we get into your questions. This first topic would be one which we will introduce here in a brief form, but then we will continue to address throughout the next several gatherings of the Crimson Circle. This topic has to do with your inner communications. It is that through this time, many of those who are family, who are Chambra, have been looking outward for communications from spirit, from their guides, even from channeled entities like Tobias. But it is coming time now, as you know from our discussions in the circle, that you begin to bring through the inner communications that you own, that are part of you. It has been somewhat difficult for humans up to this time to, communicate with themselves, to communicate with their divine being. It is almost that you have needed the outside translators in the form of angels or outside entities to help you discern and decipher the information that truly was coming through you. As you know, as we have discussed with family, that this is now the time for you to take responsibility for your own being, for your own power, and your own creations. With the changes that have been occurring recently at your deepest inner levels, levels deeper than even your DNA, that at levels that go into the magnetic structure and the vibrational structures, with these changes, it is now becoming much more efficient and much easier and much more clear for you to start translating and knowing these inner communications that come from within your being. This will take practice and this will take work on your part, but once you begin to grasp and understand how this is done, this will be a very large step in your own empowerment and your own ability to become a creator. With the advent of the fourth element that now comes to play within your own energy makeup, there will be a new series of communications that comes from within you. There will be a new and a different type of, how to say, a new and different type of communication, an attempt to communicate that comes through to you. This will require several things. First, that you allow space in your activities in your day, that you allow space for this listening time, that you also acknowledge that there is a divine communication that you own, that is coming from your essence, and that is trying to link to you, to bridge the gap through duality. Now, as Chambra, and as those who walk the path, these communications will be in all forms. They will help to guide you in your life. They will help to alert you to upcoming potential situations. These communications will be, since we have used many analogies of the ship, they will be like an automatic navigation system on board a ship, complete with radar for looking all about you to see what is not obvious to the eye. The communications will be like a speed control that is on the ship in order to regulate the speed at which you are creating, at which you are processing things. It will be like communications that would come from a compass to tell you what direction you are heading in. And yet this analogy falls short because these communications will be much more multidimensional. They will help you to, how to say, know things. It will help you to have knowingness of situations as you stand in your divine moment. It will help you see beyond what has been obvious up to now. We will address this in much more detail in our future discussions, but we wanted to now impart this energy. We wanted to bring this forth in this small group today to then distribute to all who hear and who read this, to begin the workings with you. there are certain symptoms that you will feel and know. You will know that your inner being, that your divine being is attempting to bridge the gap, to link to your conscious human self. Interestingly enough, you will feel when this communication is taking place and when you are not quite listening so well, you will feel an intense sense of irritation and aggravation. For it is not that if you have something with your body that needs attention, does it not call out to you for attention? Does it not become an irritant until you place energy in that situation and bring back proper balance? In the situation with the inner communications, when your being is not listening so well to what is coming through in these messages, you will feel throughout yourself, throughout your conscious human self, a very intense feeling of aggravation and uneasiness. And this will cause you to perhaps become more aggravated, but eventually will cause you to have to sit in the divine moment in stillness and to listen and to feel. Now for each of you, you will come to understand these communications from your divine being in different ways. Some will literally hear these. Some will have knowingnesses that are difficult to place your finger on. Others will have a very strong sense of what you would call intuition. There are many ways this will manifest for you, and again, we will get into more detail of this, but it is to know for all who hear our Shambha, all who are connecting with us now, that this is the beginning time for a new type of divine communication. For those who are seeking outer communication at this point, Kaldra asks us here for much clarification. For those who seek outer communications and who are Shambha, we will tell you now, the outer communications will essentially be cut off at this point. And Kaldra, we do not so much mean you during these gatherings. For he worries much of this. This is being done with your permission, with your cooperation, in order for you to focus not on what is outside of you, for there is much, but what is on the inside. So do not panic, dear ones. Do not panic when those who you have been feeling around you and communicating with you do not seem to be there anymore. Indeed they are, indeed you are never alone, but they will back off for a while to allow you to hear the true inner communications. Oh dear friends, what we are working with you on here, as you know, is to be your own creator, to be your own divine self. The series of steps we have gone through with you up to this point have been, as we have said, deliberate, intentional, somewhat painstaking for you. But there is a process to this, a process that someday you will teach. Now, we add this note before we get on with our questions. As an extension of our discussion from yesterday, there are many changes taking place now, and you will see these happening more rapidly. As much as Kaldra does not like so much for us to give predictions. We will tell you of the potentials of a few things that are coming up very soon that will be like milestones for you, that will be like markers for you to understand what is happening within you and all around you. First, within a very short period of time, is now coming up to your holiday season. We say within this general time frame, there is an old institution that will be shattered. There is an old institution that will be shattered. This is, dear friends, appropriate, for as the new energy truly begins coming to force, old concepts will need to move out. We speak here of an external event, but it is indicative of what is happening within your being. At the same time, and as much of a paradox as this may seem, there is something that has been buried for much, much time that will now come to the surface. And we are not speaking here of your lost continent, but we are speaking of something more specific. There is something that has been hidden and buried for a long period of time, for it was needed to go into a secret place that now will come forward in your time. And in doing so, it will bring forth a truth that will be contested, strongly contested, by those holding the old energy. And this will create much controversy. You will see these things happen in a relatively short period of time. We do not give these as predictions, for as we have said, it is not ours to predict, it is yours to create. But we see all of the potentials shifting and moving. We see that it is appropriate for these things to happen at this point. And now with that, dear friends, we would be delighted to answer or attempt to answer your questions on this day.
Tobias, the first question. I noticed that after attending the Tobias channel, it is easier to communicate with spirit. However, as time goes by and I become immersed in everyday life, communication with spirit becomes more remote and difficult. Would you explain what one can do to keep the lines open, so to speak?
We think we have addressed this question.
Tobias, if we cannot use future intent to create or simply do not need to, and we are not supposed to expect results in a given time, how do we know when we are creating?
This is an excellent question, and this is part of the series that we are going through at this very point with you. As we said, we have been deliberate and we have been slow in the process. We have been asking you, Chambra, to accept all things as they are. We have asked you to accept yourself as a divine being, to accept your human self for as you are. We have asked for you to be in the divine moment. We've asked you to create in grace, and we've asked you to know that changes will come and to bless them. And these are all part of the process. We see through your question there is a certain impatience. We will address this question simply in the series that we are doing now. We ask you to focus on the specific lessons that we have been applying, and when we come to the end of this series, you will have a deep and broad understanding of your own powers to be a true creator. You will understand how creation truly works. So this is a good time to remind all here, all who are linking to this across time and space, to be patient with the process that we are going through. to be patient with the process. We are working with you to release old concepts of what you thought creation was, so that we could introduce the new concepts. But in the meantime, dear friends, be patient with this process.
Tobias, you said gay people have a clear marble that does not ever turn light or dark. Is this like a male or female energy? What specific functional benefits does this setup provide?
This clear marble that we speak of in our metaphor, this clear marble does not take on the full energetic characteristics of the white or the black. It will lean towards one or the other, but it will remain more in the gray shades. Whereas with the others, the clear marble will take on all of the characteristics and the aspects of either the white or the black. The purpose here in this was, how to say, to have more flexibility here, to have less specific definition to the balance of energy. The purpose here was to provide a bridge, in a sense, between light and dark, rather than take on the characteristics of duality. Yes, definitely, the male versus female energy is an example of the setup of duality here. It is one of the strongest examples of duality in the second creation. And by the work that the angels, who you would call gay, and we find this such an interesting word, for perhaps there is a certain happiness in not taking on such a strong polarity. They have helped to set the energy template that will shatter this old concept of polarity of male and female.
There were several general questions asking you to expound further on the simple metaphor of the marble, that there must be more.
We used this example, and we used the metaphor of the marbles to help you understand your energy composition, to help you understand that when you crossed over from the first creation, when you came through the wall of fire, you in a sense took your oneness and divided it into two. It became light and dark, or positive and negative, or whatever terms you choose to define the polarity. There were characteristics from the first circle, from the first creation, that also came through with you, the third element. And this was what we defined as the clear marble. And that clear marble would, much like a chameleon, take sides on either the white or the black and take on all those attributes to provide an offset balance of energy. This offset balance of energy then would provide the force and the friction and, how to say, the propulsion that you needed for your experiences. And again, we do not mean this literally, but we ask you to understand it in terms of energy composition within your being. We use this example to help you understand why you have been feeling certain things in your physical being and in your emotional being. We tell you now, within your energy composition, in addition to the white and the black and the clear, there now comes the fourth element. This will change, that is changing, your entire energy setup. You all have understood that you are going through a transformational process. You're going through many changes in your being. And we bring this new information to you to help you to understand specifically what is happening. This fourth element is coming in. And Kaudra asks us here, where does this element come from? Does it come from the first circle? And the answer to that is no. This is difficult to explain here, but this fourth element, we will say, is the, this fourth element is the child of the white and the black. It is birthed from the relationship of the white and the black marbles, from the great love and dynamics there are between those two, and it is what you would call the Christ child. And again, understand all of these things that we speak of are happening within you at this time. Perhaps in an easier way to explain all of this, there is the birthing of the Christ consciousness, the fourth element that is taking place within you. That is why you are experiencing the things you are now in your life. We will spend more time with this concept in our future discussions. We ask each of you here and connecting with us, do not over-intellectualize this process. It is very simple. Look at it from its simplest aspect. It is this fourth element. It is the birthing of the Christ child within you.
Tobias, is there any relationship between the three marbles and the departure of the attributes of self that we have been in this life?
In short, yes. With this new element coming in, there is a new relationship between the white and the black and the clear. As we have said, these three original elements will consider the fourth element to be an outsider and a foreigner and will attempt to reject it. And you will feel this in your body and mind and emotions. As we have also said at the beginning of our session here, there is an old institution that will be shattered. And this is an outer manifestation of the very things that are taking place within your being. So in answer to this excellent question, it is yes.
Tobias, is it appropriate to write a word like worry and place that in the oven instead of finding a visual for that emotion or issue?
Absolutely. And we thank you and your input on this. For you can write words to put in the oven. You can use symbols. You can use anything that is appropriate for you. For you indeed are the creators. But this is a good example here of another way to approach this.
Tobias, I'm more confused than ever before. Take away old metaphysical ways of thinking. Don't ask anyone. Don't try to create the way you used to. My guides are not available. Just accept and allow. How do I get this task accomplished, i.e. change career?
This energy here and this question, we will tell you, you are trying much too hard. You are looking for answers in all places other than within your being. For you, we specifically suggest a one-week vacation. You need time away from your mind, away from your worries. We have been working with you, with all the others, on a very deliberate series of steps to allow you to release the old, to allow in the new balance into your life. Indeed, we ask you to be patient, but you struggle much with this. You will tire yourself out if you continue these activities. Again, we prescribe this 1 week vacation away from others for you. It is much needed. And in this time, we will come to work with you. Indeed, ultimately it will come from within, but there will be energies that we bring here to you, but you must be in this quiet space. And we are addressing here simply the one who wrote the question, and we are not asking all of Chambre now to go take a 1 week vacation.
I've not experienced nighttime terror or nightmares that you've mentioned in the last two circles in this. Is this something we have to look forward to yet?
No, in your specific case, this clearing has been done previously. There is no reason for these old things to come up. You have spent much time in the other levels during your sleep states, working on the understandings of this crossing through the wall of fire. No, you are fine.
Tobias, I've been involved with others and groups that have 444 and phone numbers and addresses. What's up with this?
You will continue to see this element of four and multiples of four, as we have mentioned in the past several Crimson Circle sessions. We have talked of the importance of four. When you see these, it simply will let you know that you are on the right path. These are the little markers. These are the little assurances that you get that you are certainly headed on the right direction.
Tobias, it's interesting that you refer to a wall of fire versus humans' understanding of hell. Do you want to help us understand that?
Dear friends, it is quite the same. Your concept in your religious books of hell, of being sent to hell for an eternity, is it no surprise that we use this concept of the wall of fire? Think back to your religious books that you would be sent to hell for an eternity. Has it not seemed like that in some cases with your many lifetimes on earth? There is to us, a humorous thing here that when you left home, when you left the first circle and went through this wall of fire, you knew and we knew that you could never return home. For the home that you left would never be the same for the work that you did. We do not mean, dear friends, that we will never reunite consciously with your divine self and with spirit and all that is. What is meant in this concept is that all things changed when you moved through this wall. It is interesting that your own religions and your own teachings have used this concept but changed it to mean something bad, something that does not come from truth. But the symbols and the energetic elements are still there. Indeed, we anticipated this question, and there is much significance in this.
My father has been experiencing some health concerns. Are these part of the transition of our biology, or is there any other information you can give me? Thank you.
We choose not to answer this in this forum here, for there are personal things involved, we will provide a private channeled answer to this at a point in the near future.
I need to get out of Denver for health reasons. I don't know if I should stay in Colorado but live in the mountains or foothills or move to Montana. The winters in the southwest Montana have concerned me, though.
Go back to our opening statement of communication. It is time to listen, for there is a distinctive message that is being brought, but you look to the outside for these answers. Spend some time in quiet. You will know. And also for you and for all others who are connecting here, would be not be appropriate for us to answer a question such as this. Although we have indications of the answers, it would not be so much appropriate. It is time to go within to listen. And we will add to this that, I would say, there are no truly wrong choices. There are some choices that simply take longer to manifest.
Well, I begin to lose weight now.
In your specific case, no. It is not appropriate at this time. Your body needs this extra energy, this balance, for a period of at least another year for the changes you are going through. For, as you know, you do not have quite the strength right now to endure the rigorous changes that your physical being is going through, and you need this. We ask you, and we ask all others who hold the concept that their weight is a bad thing, is an unbeautiful thing, we ask you to begin blessing it, for it is there for a reason. We know you know this. We simply remind you of this at this time. The weight serves a purpose for you. The more you condemn it, the more it will be there, for it is there to protect you in a way. Begin to bless it. Begin to bless yourself. Begin not to struggle so much with losing it. The proper balance of biology will come to you, will come to all of those, particularly as the fourth element integrates into your being. As we discussed last night in our discussion, expect these changes and bless them. And blessing also means to understand that there is a natural balance that will be in place as you go through these physical changes.
Tobias, is it part of the process or Alzheimer's when I find myself having lapses of memory of another person or circumstance?
It is part of the process that you are going through. There is a common thread here with Chambra, the feeling of temporary disconnect, the feeling with loss of memory. You are changing at a very rapid pace right now, and it is not always possible to keep your 2 feet planted on the ground. As the balance of the marbles truly begins to change, you will find these experiences more intense and more frequent for a period of time. Simply laugh at them, simply bless these changes.
Tobias, in the questions and answers last time, you mentioned putting a picture of yourself in the oven. You used that symbol for health and for weight. Do you need to designate why your picture is in the oven, or will grace dismiss the issue?
It is best not to designate. It is best not to pray over or to voice intent. If there is an acknowledgement and an understanding within you that you are placing your biology and your physical balance here into this oven of grace, dear friend, simply close the door. Push the start button and allow grace to work from there. You struggle so much in your minds trying to even figure out the process of the oven. It is quite simple. Grace is a natural state of balance and flow. We ask you to stand out of the way and allow the grace of your divine being to handle these things. Without expectation of results or outcome, there is a natural balance and a natural flow within your divine being in this called grace.
Tobias, the story of Taylor last time felt very personal until what you got placed in the oven of grace. Was this a metaphor, a metaphoric parable, or was Taylor last, that was the end of the word, sorry. Caught me off guard.
Taylor and many of the stories and parables that we use are compilations based on actual experience of those who are Shambhra. There have been a few specific instances where it was a specific person, but here in the case of Taylor, it was a compilation. It is interesting to note here, though, with this question, that the stories that we share with you and the information we share with you should all feel familiar. For what we are doing is mirroring back to you what you are coming to learn. We are just putting it in front of you in a more tangible and conscious way to help you see it better. All who connect here, those who are reading and listening to this across time and space, we note to you that this information and the energy behind it should feel familiar. It should feel like it comes from you. And it should feel balanced. And that is how for you to know that this is the right place for you to be. Thank you for this question.
Is there any chance there is a special magic pill or shortcut you could share?
This is an amusing question, and we will give you an amusing answer to it. If you are looking for a shortcut or for this magic pill, our advice to you and to all others, if you would like to simplify this process, is to simply tell you it is not so much like our answer. Is to simply stand out of your way. Stand out of your way. For there is so much intellect that gets involved here. But we also see that you truly have fun with this. You truly enjoy playing with this. If you would like very fast process, stand out of your old human way and allow the changes to come through rapidly and bless them as they do. But in reality, dear friends, there are steps and processes here to go through to keep this balanced and as comfortable as possible for you. But we do appreciate this question.
We just experienced a rough three-car collision. What's up with that?
There are times, difficult to explain here. There are times when you are headed on a path that you feel very strongly about, and at times you need a wake-up call. We see your enthusiasm and excitement in the journey that you were taking. We see you filled with light and joy and love here. And then something came in for a wake-up call, and you, as you know, no one here was injured. It was a blow to your ego more than anything. It was an asking you to step back for a moment to reevaluate your journey as a human. We're not saying here the destination you were literally attempting to get here. but your journey as a human, there were some, how to say, imbalances of understandings that you have held for a while, but you did not recognize these. You held them righteously, and you used them as a defense, in the sense your own being knew you were using these as a manipulation with others. This accident that you had on your way to something that was dear to you was a gentle reminder that things are not always as they seem, to quote the Kryon.
Last question. Any wisdom to share regarding partnerships and relationships in the new energy?
This is, we change our energy here to one of much solemnness. This will be a difficult and challenging area for many of you, for you are making rapid changes in your being. You are going through the creator process. You are going through the process of the integration of your divinity very rapidly. How to say, for many of you, for many of Shamba, relationships are not so appropriate right now. We know in your hearts you long to be with someone, to share the love that you have in your heart, to share the day in and day out parts of being human. But for a period of time here, relationships would tend to hinder the path that you are on. Understand, it is not us, it's not spirit that is withholding a relationship from you. It is the part of your being that knows the path that you walk, that understands that you are truly destined to be a teacher of empowerment. And you know for a short period of time here now, the distraction of an outside relationship would tend to throw off the balance of energy that you are so diligently and carefully working on. This is not easy news to convey to you, to those who are linking here. But again, that is why we come here so often and thank you and honor you for the service, for we know that you sacrifice much here. We know that you sacrifice much. We know you long to share the love that you have. We can only say there will be an appropriate time for this. We thank you for that question. Now, we do hear other questions now that we would be delighted to answer if these could be conveyed to our dear friend Linda, if you should choose to bring these questions up. We are talking from this group. There is an agitation here for one who wants to speak.
There are a couple people that are extremely interested in moving medical things forward. Do you have anything more specific to that and people here?
Specifically with this, we ask those who work in these arts to carefully review the information that is being brought up now regarding the fourth element. This will provide many of the missing pieces for you. It will help you see beyond what you have been trained to look for. It will help you to see beyond the obvious. And it will help to answer many of your questions. The knowingness that the fourth element is coming into being, this knowingness within you will then, how to say, cause the answers to come to you. There are others outside of this immediate group and outside of the Crimson Circle. There are learned ones who are very close to coming to new understandings of what we have called the quad math. This information, as we see from our perspective, will be brought forth shortly. It will be an affirmation for those here of what is taking place, and it will also provide you with new insights and understandings into this. But for the time being, again, review this information within your own being. For you are undergoing this process right now within yourself. Look within yourself for what is taking place, and then you will begin to put together the pieces of the puzzle for the research work that you are doing now. This will become blatantly obvious and clear to you shortly.
It seems that the concept of two worlds is more evident and discomforting. What can we do to handle this better and still live in both?
I'm not so sure, other than through compassion and understanding, there is a better way to handle it, as you say. It is to understand first that you are living more and more each day in this new energy earth. And as we have said before, it is to understand that there should be honor, great honor, for those who stay in the old energy. As we said, there is a need for those to tether and to balance the old energy, for not all of you can move into the new at one time. This would cause a tremendous energy imbalance. The ones you see at your work, the ones you see along your way each day, that you know and that you feel are still in the old energy, honor them and bless them and know that one day you will be their teacher. So it's time for you also to set the example. While it appears that you will be moving away and increasing the chasm between the old energy earth and the new, while it appears to be that way now, there will be a bridging of this chasm that comes here in the years ahead. And you will be the ones who help guide the others across that bridge.
Tobias, you talked about relationship pairs using the mountain climber metaphor. Are there more than two in these groups?
This was simply a metaphor, and there are millions. There are many, many, many who are assisting each other one at a time. We use this story of the mountain climber to help you understand how one holds the balance and holds the stability while the other moves forward into new territory. But if you choose to look down below, you will not see just one other. You will see millions and millions who all follow, who all assist, who all at certain times have the role of the placeholder, the energy holder, others who have the role as the explorer and the adventurer. You have traded roles over eons of time. But now you, Shamba, are the ones who are the explorers and the journeyers. And thank those who hold the energy for the work that you are doing.
I have no more questions in my hand. Mm-hmm. Tobias, if you have more answers, you should offer them.
We feel in this group, here in this small group on this day, an intensity, and we appreciate that. But we will honor the silence. Now, before we leave on this day, we will address all who are reading, all who are listening to this across your dimensions. And we will tell you that, indeed, we do understand what you are going through. And this is a theme of the Crimson Council over and over. We know there are times when you feel we are not so empathetic with what you go through. But dear friends, we are all learning. You are learning. We are learning through you. As we have said before, we do not have the answers. And while that may be somewhat of a frightening and nerve-wracking thought, that Tobias, the Crimson Council, and Spirit, and the angels do not have the answer, this truth should also be joyous to you, to know that you are the ones that are helping to set the templates of the energy of the new earth. You are the ones that have the ability to create the way this new space feels and looks. You are the ones, to use the metaphor, you are the ones that are going into the new village and setting the way it will look and its feel and its charm and its energy. You are the ones selecting the colors of the buildings. You are the ones architecting all of the infrastructure. You are the ones creating the music and the vibration so that when the gates of the village are opened and the others come to live there, they will have a beautiful and loving and healthy and comfortable place to be. That is the work that you are doing. You are the ones who are designing and building the new village. And with that, dear friends, we remind all of you that we are always available in energy and love. Even though we will be backing away here for a short period, we remind you that you are never alone in the work that you do. There is family on Earth. They are known as Sombra. And there is family just a short way outside of your circle. And so it is.